You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's what you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at AboutAmazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
Tucker Carr, Scott Anderson, 97 on the ticket. Open lines 248-539-9797. We'll get back to your calls coming up here on 97.1. Gator, you ready for the blitz thingy?
I am.
Ready, set, hook. All right, did the college one yesterday. I led off, you lead off today. Kang's got a six-pack of questions. On your mark, get set. Question.
All right, here we go. Question number one. Now with 17 NFL games, it's kind of weird to figure out where the halfway point is, but I figured now is the time. So who is your first half MVP?
I think it would Drake May, the quarterback of the Patriots. He's the number two rated passer in all of football behind only Lamar Jackson. And, you know, Lamar's only played in five games and Drake has played in nine. So he's got a longer track record there. His team is 7-2. They lead the AFC East. All while being sacked the second most times in the NFL. Drake May is playing out of his mind. I don't care that the schedule hasn't looked all that good. They did beat Buffalo, and that's impressive. I think Drake May is the MVP of the first half.
So I came down to two candidates. One was Daniel Jones, and the other was Drake May. And I want to be clear. This is not a prediction of who is going to win, correct, Kang? This is who so far is the MVP, right?
Yes, who is your first half MVP?
Okay, yep. I agree with you. I think it's Drake May. His completion percentage is 74%, and he's throwing the ball downfield. This isn't a check down guy. His yards per attempt is 9.4, I believe, which is third best in the NFL. 17 touchdowns, 4 picks. I'm with you, man. I think it's Drake May.
Yeah, there are actually a lot of good candidates for the first half this year, Drake May being one of them, of course. But with the other quarterbacks, Baker Mayfield, Matthew Stafford, Daniel Jones, those guys have all had incredible first halves of the year as well. With that being said, I'm going with a running back because I feel like this is always a quarterback award, but the running back gets no love. I think one of the reasons why the Colts and Daniel Jones are so good this year is because of Jonathan Taylor. 895 yards rushing, 12 touchdowns. If he's around the goal line, if the Colts are around the goal line, it's almost an automatic touchdown for Jonathan Taylor. Plus, he can also break the long ones as well. He has also made Daniel Jones a very rich man because of this. Daniel Jones is going to get a big extension from the Colts at the end of the year. And I think a lot of it has to do with Jonathan Taylor, who is my first half MVP. All right, Kyler Murray. Guys, will he be the starting quarterback for the Arizona Cardinals in 2026?
What am I, from the future? How do I know if he's going to be the starter? This is one of the questions you ask, Kang, where I'm like, God, I really don't have any clue what Arizona's going to do. So I Googled it.
Oh. Tell me he did not do that.
If it were me,
okay,
he would still be the starter. I would not give up on his skill set. So I would ride it out with him. On top of that, they're not losing enough to have a super high draft pick, and I'm not crazy about this year's crop of quarterbacks, so I wouldn't play for any of those. There's nobody worth tanking for. So if it were me, yes, Kyler Murray would be the starting quarterback next year in Arizona.
Look, I think he has to be the starting quarterback for the next year. There's a $53 million cap hit if they decide to move on from him. I realize they can keep him on the team and still move on from him, but then if you have somebody who's making $53 million and he's riding the bench, that's tough. I think sitting outside for a little bit can give him some different perspective of how to play the game and might help him out a little bit. I do find this interesting, though. Didn't the coach just say, he's our quarterback. And then a couple days later, he's on IR. But I think what he's going to learn from sitting on the sidelines and watching Jacoby Brissett play is that you need to throw the ball to Marvin Harrison Jr. in order to have success offensively. So I still think he's going to be the quarterback starting next year.
So the reason this question comes up, of course, is because of the things that their coach has just said about Murray being the quarterback, and then all of a sudden he goes on IR, and everyone cannot ignore the fact that the Cards actually look pretty decent on offense with Jacoby Brissett at quarterback. Yeah. Kyler Murray, his career has been up and down in Arizona. Sometimes he plays like an MVP. Other times he plays like a guy they just completely overpaid. I personally, I agree with you, Gator and Doug, that I think Cardinals will stick with Kyler Murray, and I would as well. He's got a great skill set, and I think it's the team around him that really sucks as well. It's not just him. He was throwing the ball to Marvin Harrison early in the year, Gator. Marvin Harrison was a bust earlier in the year. He was dropping everything. He didn't look like the top four pick that they thought he was going to be. Now he's gotten better. Is it because of Brissett? Is it because Marvin Harrison's gotten better himself? I'm not sure. But don't count the fact that they might move on from him. The Broncos took a way bigger cap hit when they released Russell Wilson. The Falcons have a very expensive backup quarterback right now to Michael Penix Jr. So I wouldn't rule it out that Kyler Murray is not their quarterback, but I think in the end, he will be their quarterback, at least to start the year next year. All right, which team not leading their division right now will end up winning their division when it's all said and done?
Yeah, I still think the Lions will win the North. Guys are going to get healthy. They're too well coached not to regain some offensive consistency, in my mind. I think it's going to be a dogfight. It may come down to the last week of the season when the division cannibalizes itself. The Lions, I think, are playing the Bears last game of the year, and the Vikings will play the Packers. So, Lions aren't that far out, but they technically are in second place in the division. I think they're going to end up winning the division because they're the best team.
Okay, I trust Buffalo and Josh Allen more than I trust New England and first half MVP Drake May, which is why I wanted to clarify this is not a prediction, because May's been great, but I will ride with Allen and Buffalo mostly because of their league-leading rushing attack, and they both have good defenses, and Buffalo's only a game back, so I'll go with Buffalo winning their division.
So I'm going to go with the Ravens. They're just a totally different team when Lamar's there and he's healthy. He's a stud, former MVP for a reason. On top of that, the soft schedule on the back half here. They've got two versus the Steelers, who do lead the division right now. But I think they take them back because they win both those games against the Steelers. That division is weak with Lamar Jackson back at quarterback. They start off really poorly, of course. But I think they come roaring back to finish the season. They win the division. And then they're a team to look out for again for the Super Bowl like they were heading into the season. All right, last week, the NFL Network reported that the Steelers actually would want Aaron Rodgers back for another year. Do you think they should run it back again with Aaron Rodgers?
I think the NFL Network should lose their license with the FCC for reporting such ridiculous, ridiculous things. Really? They want him back? Their passing game is very pedestrian. I get that they're 5-3, but why would they want him back? I don't understand. My prediction is Pittsburgh fades in the second half and they part ways. And I want to know who from Pittsburgh told anybody that they want him back. I would be fascinated as to hear why.
Well, they are a winning team right now that's leading the division. That's part of it. I think he's got 17 touchdowns and 5 interceptions and a quarterback rating of 101. That's all part of it. And, yeah, I actually think that, you know me, I don't like Aaron Rodgers, but I respect who he is as a player. When he's good, and he's good right now. And if you're getting good Aaron Rodgers, I think you should take advantage of that and ride that. Next year's crop of quarterbacks isn't all that impressive. If you were going to draft his replacement, good luck with that because I don't like it. But if they did, great, because Aaron loves that.
Trade for Kyler Murray.
That would be great. I think that another year of free agency, another draft can really help the Steelers out, and they could be in really good shape by having Aaron Rodgers there. He's played well. Can't argue with that.
So I think it was Ian Rappaport that reported it, Doug, from the NFL Network, and I do believe the report that, you know, they do really want him back. I guess he's been nothing but good for the teammates. The teammates like him. Mike Tomlin and the Steeler organization actually courted him forever, waited for him to make his decision because they wanted him that much. And right now, you're right, Gator. They're 5-3. He's got a good QB rating. He's not the same Rodgers, of course, as years before, but Tomlin does not want a young quarterback. It's pretty obvious. They got rid of Pickett pretty quickly. They went and tried to, you know, revive Russell Wilson. Now they waited for Rodgers. They definitely want him back. But I think after some very deep, deep meditation, Rodgers in the end will decline the Steelers' offer and will move on into some Mount Fuji, and just move on.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
I'm caught up in the game. My attention is on every play and every whistle. But what I'm missing is a signal coming from my kidneys. That signal isn't like a ref's whistle. It's more of a silent SOS, which could be warning me of an increased risk for events like heart attack or stroke. And a way I can catch that signal? A simple urine test called UACR. If you have type 2 diabetes or high blood pressure, talk to your doctor about the UACR test. Detect the SOS. Visit detectthesos.com to learn more.
Ah, DSW, Earth Place of the Humble Brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
All right, guys, the Chiefs-Bills game drew an average of over 30.5 million viewers, making it the second most watched game of the 2025 season. Should Mahomes versus Allen be an annual game as long as both are in the league?
Look, I mean, as a fan, I don't hate it because I want to see the best matchups every year, and it's a great matchup. Brady-Manning was a great matchup when you got a chance to see it. Loved watching that. But you can't force that. I mean, it's unfair the way the rules are to go ahead and single those guys out just because it's great for TV. I realize that's a formula the NFL probably perks their ears up and goes, oh, maybe we should think about this, which is probably the reason that they actually could do it. I just don't want to do it because I don't want to change the rules because of two guys. There are so many good quarterbacks in this league, so many players worth promoting, that you can hype up a matchup any week and get a pretty good audience for it. I mean, heck, even the Detroit Lions right now are one of those top teams in the league that everybody wants to watch.
Yeah, I don't really think this can practically be done because, I mean, remember, you can't just change these two team schedules. It has a trickle-down effect where everybody's schedule would get changed. So they'd have to completely scrap their formula and start all over. But by asking this question, it did get me thinking, would the league ever manipulate anything for financial purposes? And the answer is clearly yes. I don't think it should be done, but you never know with the National Football League.
And here comes Kang.
Yes, they can force it, actually, and they will force it every single year because this is the entertainment business, and guess what? This is good for business. Just like Brady versus Manning, Mahomes Allen will be on our TV screens every single year as long as both are in the league and both are relevant. They will make everything else work around it. Yeah, they'll do the switching of the divisions and all that stuff, but there's always, you know, the games where they can schedule whoever they want, wherever they want. We have a game in Berlin again this week, by the way. Awesome. So, yeah, they're going to do this because it's good for business. It's all entertainment. We're going to see it again next year, and there's going to be a bidding war for whoever gets it because these networks know this game draws viewers. All right, last one, guys, and a weird one. Tom Brady revealed this week to People Magazine that his current dog is actually a clone of his late dog who died in December of 2023. Is this touching or flat out weird?
First of all, I feel like this story is made up. But if it is true, I want no part of synthetic dog. This feels like the first part of a Stephen King novel, Cujo 2.0, manufactured dog attacks. Mm. Remember, some people thought Jurassic Park was a good idea. I want no part of Jurassic Dog. And it's weird.
Yeah, you had Stephen King right, but the movie was Pet Sematary was the one that really brings it to mind. Although Cujo and Pet Sematary, some similarities there. It's the worst idea ever. This is weird. AF, as we like to say. Look, I love my dog just like I love my previous dog. I think cloning them takes away the soul and the spirit that should live on after they've passed. It's all part of life. And I know the parents are going to hate this question, but would you clone your child if you could?
Awkward, weird,
right?
Dude.
Well, I mean, it's the same.
I want Jurassic Kid.
No, you don't. You don't want Jurassic. You don't want this. This is ridiculous. This is absolutely ridiculous.
Gator, you can compare anything, but you can't equate anything. I'm not.
There we go. I was waiting
and
for
dogs.
That's
completely different. With that being said, this is absolutely weird. But Tom Brady is an investor in Colossal Bioscience, who's the company that made this happen for him. So he's putting his money where his mouth is. But he must have really, really loved that dog, man. But yeah, that's weird.
There it is. And that concludes the Y9 Omaha 4 down around the league blitz thingy. All right, we'll give you reasons that you absolutely should feel better about your Detroit Lions. We'll get to that today at 10:50. For those of you that are in the 39.3% that said they're done after the happenings of Sunday and Tuesday, we'll give you reasons to feel better next. Here on Carson Anderson on 97.1 The Ticket.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour with opportunities to grow their career and their paycheck. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
So you want to start a business. You might think you need a team of people and fancy tech skills, but you don't. You just need GoDaddy Aero. I'm Walton Goggins, and as an actor, I'm an expert in looking like I know what I'm doing. GoDaddy Aero uses AI to create everything you need to grow a business. It'll make you a unique logo. It'll create a custom website. It'll write social posts for you and even set you up with a social media calendar. Get started at GoDaddy.com/Aero. That's GoDaddy.com/AIRO.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance, too, with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.